Brilliance Audio presents The Words We Whisper by Mary Ellen Taylor. Performed by Shannon McManus, Carlotta Brenton, and Tim Campbell. Chapter 1. Isabella. Rome, Italy. Friday, August 13, 1943. 11:45 a.m. Nothing ever ends as we would expect. The birthing was no exception. It was going badly, hours longer than it should, and the young woman's thin body, pear-shaped with a distended belly, refused to release the child. Screams reverberated in the small upstairs room, as to the east, near the rail yards, bombs shook these medieval walls, rattled arched windows, and kept the pendant light above my head swinging.
"I can't do this anymore," the young woman said, her voice a hoarse whisper.
"Mia," I said firmly, "you must push again." Mia had labored with this child for nearly 18 hours, and she was growing weaker by the minute.
"I can't," she whimpered. "It hurts."
Our landlady, Signora Marcella Fontana, hurried into the room with more towels tucked under her arm and a clean white porcelain basin filled with water.
"The doctor is not coming," she said. "The city is exploding. The Allies are bombing the rail yards again. No one can be bothered with a simple birth."
There was nothing simple about this birth, but saying so, or cursing the doctor, the Allied planes swarming the skies, or the Germans crowding Rome's streets, would not bring this child into the world. That task rested solely on the three of us. I placed my hand on Mia's drum-tight belly. Her normally vivid brown eyes were watery, and her blonde curls were plastered by sweat to her pale forehead.
"Mia, it's just us now. Only you, me, and the signora can bring the child into the world."
"Where is my brother, Riccardo?" she wailed. "He said he would not abandon me."
Mia's brother had vanished 6 months before. Some said he had joined the resistance, and others said he had hidden, like most of Rome's men, avoiding conscription.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?